The Ark of the Lord is a theme that actually goes through sacred scripture into the time of Jesus. And of course, that Ark of the Covenant is foreshadowing the Blessed Virgin Mary, who is the Ark carrying the Divine Lord Himself within her person. And so, just as, do you remember what was inside the Ark after a while? It was the stone tablets of the law, the Ten Commandments, the showbread, and Aaron's staff. And so then the Ark of the Covenant was holy and very sacred, in that way it's a symbol of the Lord's power and presence in being in the midst of His people. It's like, okay, God wants to, God is it, being God. He's so separate from His creation. He's all holy, and the Jews had such respect for the holiness of God is that they wouldn't even pronounce His name. They wouldn't say His name. Now it's permitted because Jesus is the name of the Lord, and so we can say the name Jehovah, and because Jesus gives us permission, Jesus demonstrates invisible way, tangible way, this godliness. And so He's the one that took the initiative to have a meeting with us, to be with us. And then yet still, like Peter, James, and John on Mount Tabor, they cower down and in the midst of His glory. But Jesus comes and touches them. Do you notice that? And in that mystery of the Transfiguration, Jesus, in His glory, He touches them. Even and so, when God takes the initiative to touch us, then we say, "Lord, be it done unto me according to Your word." And that's what the Blessed Virgin Mary responds. We cannot demand from God anything, and it's in God's benevolence and love. He then takes the initiative to step down to us, to touch us, and heal us. It's always for the purpose of bringing us closer to Him. And this is this theme of the Ark. It kind of has a beginning of say Noah's Ark, right? Where inside structure that floats on water, it despite everything else being destroyed by water, except for the fish, is that. Human beings couldn't survive. Animals couldn't survive, except for the ones that were inside the ark. And then so the ark is not just a symbol, but it actually is the vehicle of salvation, a vehicle that God gives for these people to carry them through a tribulation into salvation, to help them survive a crisis. And God provides that vehicle through the ingenuity, yes, of Noah, but how did Noah how to do it or when to do it is yet by God's intervention. And later, what maybe I don't know, I'm just thinking the timeline here of salvation history. Another floating thing that was a symbol of salvation is Moses when he was a little baby put inside the basket, floating down or on the Nile River, and then found by the Egyptian queen. Or a princess, and so this baby floating, it could have been killed because but it was saved. This baby was saved, and saved in a manner that was very precarious. Sending almost I don't know if it was a newborn child, but a baby that definitely is. Well, let's just leave it in the hands of God. Let it float away and out of our care, but hopefully into the. But it's always. This baby will never leave stranded by God. That's the thought behind all this, is that even though fragile as human beings are, or fragile the boat is, if when we put ourselves into the hands of the Lord and have Him take care of this fragile life of ours, we will survive. It's not 100% dependent upon our ingenuity, our science, and our way of doing things that we're going to save ourselves. That has a contribution of God saving us, yes. But it really is the Lord in His power and love that saves the remnant. Going on further with King David, the Ark of the Covenant. Did you know that during that trip, during that time when he was in that making that that transit across the land, when David did that in the book of Samuel, it's described how they did that journey with the Ark of the Covenant. Portion of that journey was the same portion of the journey the Virgin Mary walked when she went to visit her cousin Elizabeth. Did you know that? A portion of that same road, as it were, of that traveling road, is that the Virgin Mary carried the salvation of our souls within her person, within her womb, her body. Her body is that Ark of the Covenant, traveling in that same way, then being the fulfillment of what happened here with King David. And then later then, of course, Jesus being born ex Maria Virgine, out of the Virgin Mary, she was carrying that precious gift in such a precarious moment. You know, how tender and fragile life is, but with God's power and gift, life does survive. And of course, this divine life with this divine person within the human person of the Virgin Mary, he then allows himself to be put in very precarious, dangerous situations. Just a question, why does he do this? Why does God allow himself to be exposed to danger? It's because he's saying, I'm willing to stretch out in love for my people. I'm willing to undergo hard times, trials, in order to have a meeting with my family, with my beloved, is really what's going on. I'm the bridegroom stretching out to win over, to woo the bride for who I'm going to die for. And that's what Jesus is doing when he's born into our world. He's as a little baby, fragile, like Moses. He is willing to stretch out into the danger, stretch out into the deep. So then Jesus himself then, when he's a man, goes into a boat. And you got several outings with Peter, the captain of the ship. But in the midst of a storm, even, Jesus willing to be the... But, the problems of the world cannot overcome. The problems of the world cannot disturb or frustrate the plans of God in having his meeting with his bride, with his church, basically. So then that's where we come full circle with us now. We the bride of Christ, is within the Ark of the Covenant, of the New Covenant, the body of Christ. And so it's just as the eight people in Noah's time were inside that ark, that bark, that floating object, that means of salvation, of staying through a crisis, dangerous, tumultuous sea. So now the bride of Christ is within the body of Christ, literally within his wound, being carried in this tumultuous life towards heaven. We are a church on its... we are a pilgrim people within the ark of the body of Christ, within his... really, basically, he really is carrying us at the same time he's within his own boat too. Jesus was in the bark of Peter, asleep on a cushion, not afraid of the storm. And they woke him, says, "Why were you afraid? Where was your faith? All you had to do is just come to me right away, and I would have calmed the storm right away. Where you were all frightened and, scampering back and forth, knocking each other out, getting sick, and in the danger of losing your own life, trying to save your own life. All you had to do is come to me." And that's what Jesus is for his church. Come to him. He is that Ark of the Covenant. We must remain in the church. There's no salvation outside the church. There's no salvation outside that boat that Noah was in. And if anyone says so, well, just tell those the drowned people. There is... the membership does make a difference. You in physical membership within a physical church, that makes a difference. And tell those if you want to beg differently, then tell those people who missed the boat with Noah's Ark. They know that membership meant salvation. So we must be members of the Catholic Church. Within, that is to say, there's no salvation outside the body of Christ. So let's stay with this ark. And of course, the Virgin Mary, being a type of the church, staying with her will always be faithful to staying with Jesus, whether he appears to be sleeping on the boat or is that triumphant king settling the calm. What matters is he's with us and we remain with him.